Ritual.
Yes, because our special guest is the lovely and super talented Brisbane author Trent Dalton, whose book Boy Swallows Universe has sold over 400,000 copies in Australia and like 3,000 just last week. He's still with us.
You've also, at this time, been doing other writing with your Tales from the Bunker series because you've done this exploration of isolation in COVID times. We're putting together a time capsule of Brisbane. And I read in the article on the weekend that you were saying you've collected these stories and you'd love to put them in a museum. I'd love to look at the idea of putting at least one of your stories inside that time capsule.
All of them.
With a subscription to the Weekend Australian.
Terry, that's so lovely. I'd love to be a part of that. You bet. Yeah, I'll tell you what I've discovered is this COVID-19, it took our lives and it took the bad things and it magnified them, and it took the good things and it magnified them at the same time. I was getting letters from people. We put it out there because it was all my own neuroses. I was waking up at night thinking about this thing and what it meant for my kids. You know, around that peak about 6 weeks ago, it was really at the peak and things were really sort of heady and everyone was like, what is this thing going to be? I just got up and I wrote out all my feelings into words and I put them into a magazine piece and I said, this is how I feel. Can you tell me how you feel? And people flooded. We were up to about 680 really deep, not just letters, stories. I've got to tell you about how hard it is to have a marriage counselling session on Zoom to our marriage counsellor. And we click off Zoom and it's just my husband and I. And we've got all our problems and we're isolated even further. And then on the flip side, I just got to tell you, Trent, what it means when my neighbour brought around a dunny roll and said, look, I've got plenty of these. Does anyone want one? And I got to tell you, Trent, what it means to have my 13-year-old daughter write a little local newspaper just for her street called the Corona Times. And she does profiles on each one of her neighbours. And we haven't known each other that well for the past 10 years. But because of this crazy pandemic, we've got to know each other better than ever before. When the stakes are raised, we find better things inside ourselves. Well, the stakes got raised for all of us in the past 2 months, and we just found these amazing things inside of us. You know, that's the big takeaway for me, and the biggest one for myself. Here's the one I got. I have all these ambitions and all this sort of ego stuff. I don't know why I do it. I just, you know, I'm writing this stuff and I'm trying to achieve these things, and I realize I don't need any of it. You know, I don't need to go out and have drinks with friends. I don't need any of that. I'm down in my bunker and all I needed was the three people upstairs, my wife and two kids. That was a great lesson for me.
So we need one of those stories. You have to pick your favourite. And we need a couple of paragraphs as to what it meant to you being in COVID, so that if your children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren read it, they will understand how you felt and we will chuck it into our time capsule.
Oh, Rob, I'm doing it. I'll send it through. Honestly, you've made my COVID-19, you guys.
And us too. And us,
Trent. Just quickly, what's the new book called?
All Our Shimmering Skies. It's an epic love story, adventure, love letter to this amazing country of ours. I can't imagine a better read after all this kind of isolation stuff, because it's epic and it's open and it's all about the big sky up there. So, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.